Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY 2026 earnings conference call of Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Riddhi Shah from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited earnings call to discuss the Q1 FY 2026 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Kalavatia, Vice President Finance, and Mr. B. Ravi, Corporate and Financial Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be, therefore, viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I now request Mr. B. Ravi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequently to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Riddhi. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you on this Q1 FY 2026 earnings call of Ganesh Housing. I truly appreciate the time and interest you continue to show in Ganesh Housing Corporation. It's a pleasure to connect with you again as we embark on a new financial year with fresh goals, evolving market dynamics, and an exciting pipeline of opportunities. Q1 FY 2026, if I may say, was a quarter of stabilization. While the macro indicators, including the repo rate expectations, cost of capital, and urban consumption remained relatively benign, the real estate market in Ahmedabad saw a somewhat cautious sentiment, especially in the months of April and May, with very few new projects being launched with a wait-and-watch approach. That was especially in the housing sector. By June, towards the third week and fourth week of June, we began to see a distinct pickup in activity with a stronger traction. This aligns well with our internal expectations, and if you recollect, we had mentioned in the last call that we anticipate a mid-year turn in the buyer sentiment, and that shift is now becoming visible. Of course, in that, Ahmedabad continues to be a place of action in Gujarat. To elaborate further, Ahmedabad has cemented its position as Gujarat's real estate powerhouse. The city now accounts for 42% of all real estate investments in the state, as per the recent reports, and leads in both residential and commercial development. What's especially encouraging is the structural nature of this growth, driven by infrastructure upgrades, migration trends, job creation, and rising investor interest, and not just within Gujarat, but also from across India. Now, let me walk you through the key project updates and operational highlights of Q1. The Malabar Retreat project, which is a premium residential project, continues to move ahead of schedule. The structural work is largely complete in the initial towers, with about 43% of the construction completed. Sample flats were ready in the last month and for walkthroughs. As you know, this is a crucial milestone because in the premium segment, visual experience often drives conversion. We have been proved right in that because we already see a clear uptick in footfalls since opening the show units. Bookings in Q1 were steady, and we expect much stronger momentum from Q2 onwards as the festive season approaches. With about 160 units, the average realization of around 6,000 sq ft, the project is well positioned to deliver strong margin accretion. Million Minds SEZ project, that's phase one. As you know, it's well ahead of schedule, as you already know. The leasing activity here continues to actually exceed expectations because, as of today, almost around 80% of the leasable area is either under active discussions or concluded with letters of intent and expressions of interest put together from a strong mix of global capability centers, hybrid workplace providers, and tech firms. We are on track to commence lease income by Q3, Q4, FY 2026 latest, with expectation of the rentals to be around 7%-75% per sq ft. and it is ahead of what we had, earlier mentioned. The fit-outs for this are already set to begin in Q2, maybe another month or so, that is this current quarter. And we are now working in parallel for phase two too, which may be in advanced stage depending on the demand visibility. The One Thalpej commercial project of 1.8 million sq ft, that is in the final process of receiving all the design approvals. And we do believe that the construction commencement could start towards the later part of this quarter. Once it is done, INR, it will be generating about 2,100 crores in the lifetime revenue. The Godavari Township, which is the 450 acres integrated development which you have had, is really making a good progress. It's a very good land parcel, as you know, with a lot of activities in and around that place. And especially in Godavari, as we keep mentioning, it has got a lot of interest both from the end users as well as other developers. We have already monetized about 18 acres in FY21 as we spoke to you in the last call. The sales therein continue in Q1 of FY26 also. And I think we did about 10 acres this quarter. The average sales realization, the price that is, of both these things has been around 30,000 per square feet. Majority of the Q1 income FY26 is from this project. We expect to pursue a hybrid monetization strategy on own plotting schemes along with bulk sales to reputed developers. We believe that the way it is going, the estimated sales potential could be well over rupees 5,000 crores, which we had initially envisaged. And this will be transforming Godavari into a self-sustained urban micro-market over the next 7 to 10 years. Now to talk about the financial numbers. As we said, and we had indicated this in the last call too, that the numbers of this Q1 are muted. The revenue in Q1 stood at 151 crores, which is a YOY drop of about 20%. But with the EBITDA margins being stronger, which have widened to 85% from 71%, the EBITDA YOY reduced only by 18%. And it stands at 128 crore rupees. The PAT margins also widened by 10% from 51.6% to 61.6%. And the PAT stood at 93 crores, which is down from about 114 crores YOY. However, we expect the next quarters to be better and would make up for this slight decrease. On the balance sheet front, we continue to operate with negligible gross debt and a strong cash position. This gives us ample flexibility to execute at high scale while maintaining financial discipline. Looking ahead, our focus remains consistent. As market conditions evolve, we are sharpening execution across all the three key areas of timely project execution, revenue diversification, and capital efficiency. As you know, we continuously invest in technology, and we continue to do that for sales, CRM, and project monitoring. Additionally, with this project especially of SEZ, that Million Minds Phase 1, the ESG principles are now integrated into our design and planning process from green buildings to responsible land use. To sum up, we are optimistic but yet grounded. The real estate cycle in Ahmedabad continues to move in a structurally positive direction. Demand is shifting towards branded developers, credible execution, and well-planned community areas where Ganesh Housing is exceptionally well-positioned. Thank you. We can open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Janvi Shah from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Sir, I just had two questions actually. The timelines of our planned projects have been consistently extended since we first announced them. Like, for almost a couple of years, they have been extended. Additionally, our earlier cash flow expectations have also been revised downwards. I just want to understand the status of these projects in more detail. Since we don't have, no more, aggressively, we are not launching new projects. So, can we expect these projects to progress in a timely fashion?
Yes, Janvi. It's relevant at this point in time to mention that, yes, these projects have been, delayed from whatever earlier timelines we had said. But that is very consciously done, not as a fact of, getting delayed because of lack of planning. But looking to the market conditions, we are trying to develop the projects when there is a demand for it in the market and not when, when we are ready with it. We are ready with many of those projects. However, unless there is a specific demand, they could lead to, inventory stuff, that, stuff like that. So while we might have postponed some of the residential projects in SEZ, the Malabar Retreat project which we had done was not even there on the scales when we talked about a year and a half back, but we got it because that was the area where we thought that would really do well. And yes, we have been proven there is traction in that. The one which we talked about, the Million Minds in, the Downstreet project, we had mentioned last year. We had earlier said that we will be doing monetizing it last year itself, that is FY25 beginning. But we, as you know, we had said that there's a lot of traction, there's a lot of development happening in the place in and around that. And that again, we have been proved extremely correct because of late, when we started to monetize that, we have been getting the prices which are much higher than what we had envisaged earlier. We have been getting, as I just said, about 30,000 per square meter, which was far lesser when we had really talked about it, almost 20-30% lower when we had projected it and we had planned it earlier. So all this has been done with a very clear indication of an eye on the profitability cash, and cash flow always being positive and strong. And we are, in the end, to answer your question, yes, we are confident that all these projects as envisaged, maybe with a lapse of maybe 6 to 8 months or whatever, will all come on stream because work on all this is going on simultaneously.
And so just like one more question since you spoke about Malabar Retreat. Which inventory do we have there currently?
In terms of what? In Malabar Retreat or overall?
In Malabar Retreat. In Malabar Retreat.
In Malabar Retreat, we have roughly around 280 crore of inventory there.
That's under construction right now and bookings are happening even as we speak. So that way, yes, the inventory would be of the balance ones which are not yet booked.
Okay. And so since we are aiming at a growth of around 20-30%, shouldn't we expect land sales to remain a significant contributor in the coming FY26 as well?
No, because see, if you recollect, we have been talking about one of the biggest projects being of the Godavari land, the township project. That is where we have started to do, and this quarter, almost the entire income is from that, from the project. And therefore, that land income, as you have, as we have been understanding, which is one of the verticals, is not there at this point in time. This is from the project itself. We have put it in the public domain, saying that we will be monetizing this. So we have started that already.
Okay, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Bagheria from Equicall. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I hope I'm audible. Hello?
Yeah, Anil.
Yeah. So, on the project side for the IT SEZ part, so if you could just put some explanation as in, we did commercial and we just held back to the commercial because we're seeing a lot of traction and probably 20-30% more realization. So how would you plan your projects in the residential part also, given that there's slowdown, plus the residential actually gives you a lot of upfront cash flows? So I mean, if we further plan to, I mean, hold more phases of the commercial projects, so how would that work? So, more understanding there.
Yeah, and a small correction. What I said about the 20-30% higher realization rate was the Godavari million, the township project. Not the ITSZ. ITSZ, as you know, is the phase one is all on lease, where I mentioned that about 80% of that is already being leased. And probably looking through this statute, the way we are giving out for fit outs next month itself, and we are going to have the lease incomes for maybe 3-4 months thereafter, we may plan the commercial, that is phase two of Million Minds. That which was supposed to that be later, we might do that right away. Residential, you are right, we need to observe how the entire market is behaving in that, and we believe from August onward it will be better. So it will have an immediate impact on our retreat project, and depending on how that is going, we can plan the next project of residential also in that.
Okay. So the 150 odd crores cash that is sitting in the balance sheet, I guess, so that would help us, I mean, do the phase two, and even if we plan to go on the same lease model for the phase two, would that be, is this right? I mean, is this the right way to look at it?
We are right, because there will be two, three streams of income. One, which is the profitability of the existing profits, you know, every quarterly performance. Two, we'll have an excess amount which will be coming from the bookings, because land is already paid for in the Malabar retreat, so that's the money which can be used. That's an excess cash which is available. And third, of course, we will start the lease rentals maybe from the next quarter, as we said, Q4 early beginning. That will help another way to ensure that the cost of the total construction is met from completely internal sources alone without the necessity of a debt.
Okay. So that was helpful. So on the rental side, I actually wanted to understand how the rentals have been working out, because from February to right now, we've seen 100 basis correction on the repo side, and probably we may see a future small correction also. One of the things for the rental yield is, I mean, your basis points as well as your demand supply equation. So I mean, further on, if you actually go and look, say you are doing the phase two right now, would that make more sense on the sale model, or would that still make more sense on the lease model?
At this point in time, phase one is all expected to go on
phase two, I think 80% is done on the LOIs.
Phase two also, we'll have to really see how this whole thing is developing. It could be on a lease model itself. Unless, of course, somebody, you know, really comes up and gives us that kind of a value for the entire building. We keep our options open. But that is only from a deal perspective. But strategy perspective, it's expected that phase one and two also will be on the lease model. Phase one, two is getting completed. Phase two also would be on the lease model. And if there is a change, we shall come back to you well ahead to say that no, the model or the strategy has changed for phase two.
From the phase two, if I'm not wrong, so we expect about the 6-7% yields to, I mean, continue. You don't see a significant fall despite the repo fall, just because of the demand being high.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Actually, you know, the rentals which we assume to come to the 6-7% yield is far lower than which already we have been getting in phase one. So obviously phase two, you know, the rentals will be higher. Today, the commercial market of Ahmedabad is having extremely good high rentals, and we have assumed a slightly lower and little more conservative estimate of the 70-75 which we spoke. We are very clear that we should be able to do better than that, and therefore the yield will actually improve going forward.
Okay. So coming on the regulation side, so I mean, some days back there was an AUDA board meeting wherein they actually re-zoned about 116 acres of land near Godavari and Nabrag. So if you could give more clarity, I mean, there was already a zoning that was done earlier. So I mean, what was the reason for this re-zoning? And I mean, was our land parcel a part of that re-zoning also? So some more clarity there.
See, if you could follow that news, that we have said earlier also, okay, that Godavari is the one area which has been earmarked for the Olympic sport city by the government. They have identified and allocated areas which they want to develop as a sport city. So government has accordingly notified. But these are not our land, because our land is a private land. So this is outside our territory. So that is how they are planning for Olympic preparation.
Okay. So is the TP survey done for the yes sir.
TP survey, yeah.
See,
so is the TP survey done for the entire parcel?
Yeah, that is, see, this is how after only that survey is only government is notifying those areas. Before survey they don't notify.
Hmm.
See, this was anyway expected, expected some time back. Now they have done it, frankly. And it was anyway to happen along with all the development was to happen. It's slightly delayed, I would call it.
Okay. So, and on the regulation side, I think so they also discussed in the board meeting that they want to increase the intercity TDRs, I mean, to reduce the illicit black transaction that happens in Ahmedabad. Plus, I mean, TDRs are also in a bit of a short supply in Ahmedabad. So, I mean, multi-city TDR where, I mean, people holding land parcels in semi-urban side of Surat, Vadodara, etc. can also, I mean, trade the TDRs with developers in Ahmedabad. So, does that put an upward pressure on our GDPs given that, I mean, we already are doing, developing a lot of projects? So, have we factored that in or are we yet to factor in, and how do you see the early signs?
See, if you see, that is yet to be notified formally, and as such, if the additional TDR is there, that will add to the developer profitability. So that's not something which, you are saying that will create a pressure, rather that will add to a better...
Yeah, you are right, Anil. It will be an upward pressure for sure, but I would say, you know, it is a stated objective in all the plans. Once it gets started, getting, you know, notified, and then when the execution starts, let's see if there is any impact, and positive or negative for that matter. I'm being cautious about in this. In our opinion, the benefit will happen to the people who are having land and who can have this TDR available. And in that, on that side front, Ganesh Housing is extremely well placed. So if at all if there is any impact, it will be positive.
Exactly. So, TDR, I mean, we have got a huge land bank in, I mean, in and around Ahmedabad region. So, I mean, plus intercity TDR is also probably beneficial for us. So, I was just...
Yes. Yeah, yeah. TDR also will require some land to be applied on. Meaning, if you want to...
It to be taken from public.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and given the current regulation wherein they've put a 20-year mobility plan, they've put, I mean, they are increasing the bus rapid transport system, I mean, beyond Ahmedabad, so because of the Olympic City gift and multiple developments. And we are also seeing, I mean, things around the third ring road and the area where we are also focusing on. So, would that also open up, I mean, the city to a large competition, given that right now Ahmedabad is more around unorganized players and Ahmedabad specific players with, I mean, just a very few, probably Goyals or somewhere or Godrej who are doing development, in the Ahmedabad region.
See, competition? Yeah, the competition till now hasn't really impacted every quarter. Each of these have been very few and far in between and concentrated to particular areas only, especially let's say Godrej, what you said, they have a Godrej city. That's where they have been concentrating. They have really not gone elsewhere. But having said that, see, if there is this kind of a development which happens, and of course the infrastructure development and all this is happening in Ahmedabad with a really good speed, with a lot of eye and on the Olympics for sure, and plus otherwise also, Ahmedabad has been little in the forefront in terms of infrastructure development. All that will open up new areas. I think there will be enough for everyone to really come in and have a development done, if at all. It's really good competition is always welcome. Having said that, it's history that not many who have come, ventured out of their state or out of their cities and gone into other states have necessarily succeeded, barring a few very large developers. And therefore, we do believe that if that happens, yes, there will be good, healthy competition. But that's good for the development, and that's good. And the specially homegrown brands like Ganesh will thrive.
Hmm. Then lastly, contrary to what is happening, I mean, the government is increasing supplies, are increasing, I mean, healthy competition. But if we see the inventory built up, that was also there on your slide, I mean, 74% of the inventory, there's a 74% spike in the region where we are, I mean, the 1 to 2 crore range and the 2 to 5 crore range, which is shot up by 32% and 42%. So, and I mean, the absorption is up to about 7 quarters. So, how do you see this figure going ahead, given that, I mean, launches have also become very cautious?
This is how, you know, real estate really behaves. There is always cycles, and then therefore when there is demand and a lot of people come into that, and suddenly there is a inventory built up. But we have seen in the last 3 to 4, 5 years especially, this inventory slowly gets absorbed with the growth which is there and with in the demand picking up. These are normally very short cycles, and we do believe that this inventory buildup is there, is not going to last for too long, and new projects will come up, and that's where we have mentioned that from the second or third quarter onwards, we see good developments in the real estate in Ahmedabad.
So a lot of players have heard the news. I'm not very sure on the range, but a lot of players have actually, I mean, gone below the belt and they're giving about, say, 1-2% concession on the stamp duty because they're expecting government to actually reduce the stamp duty. They're probably coming up with 10-90 and 80-20 plans. So, I mean, that is increasing leverage on the side of developers. At the same time, it is also, I mean, it is making the customers more cautious because, I mean, they're getting very good deals as of now. So do you see that this continue for a long time or...
No,
see that some stopping somewhere.
This has to stop to answer the last question first. These things happen when people have become little more over ambitious, if I can say, and those who do not have too much of staying power, then they have bought land and they have constructed and they have to sell for the sake of, you know, closing their inventory so that they can go on to the next project. That happens in a very small pocket or with those unorganized ones, and you might see such kind of concessions being given, but that's not to be applied or to be thought that it is an industry phenomena. It is not. It is only specific to those projects or specific to those builders, and therefore I would not venture to conclude on a generic basis that this will happen. But at the same time, there is a sentiment which is there on this basis. Because of that only, precisely earlier I answered to Janvi's question that we have been very calculative in that, so we don't have any pressures to either build or to liquidate. Okay, and a similar kind of good companies, good builders are there around, so I don't think it's an industry phenomenon.
Okay, so thank you very much for the detailed answer.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes,
you
are
audible.
Okay. You've guided around 72 crores annual rental from Million Minds Phase 1. What are the expected stabilized yields on the project cost, and how does it benchmark against the commercial assets in GIFT City and that catchment?
Rental yields could be in the vicinity of 10-12% on the project cost, or how much is that?
Be around 6-7%.
7%, sorry. Okay, on our, with including our land cost, it will be much higher, right? This is only on the construction. Okay. Yeah, sorry, what was the other part of the question?
What is the expected stabilized yield, and how does it benchmark against the commercial assets in GIFT City catchment?
No, they are two different pockets, and the people who will be going into GIFT City, especially the SEZ part of it, that is the IFSC, that will be different, and here it will be both processing and non-processing, so it may not be one-on-one comparable, but the rentals, you know, all of 7% what we just said, the way it is calculated, the current 72 crores, right? So it's, in all likelihood, this is going to be increasing in the rentals being slightly higher than what we had estimated, as I said earlier. And this may not be one-on-one compared to GIFT City, but I think in and around, that's my guess, I really need to work on that more, but maybe these are around 6% there too in GIFT City.
That's on the construction cost or even on the land?
No, land.
On the project?
On the project cost.
On the project
cost. I said, that's where the GIFT City is looking like. See,
then you mentioned that you were adding something in this?
No, you go ahead. We'll come back to that if more clarification needed later.
The annual rental income.
Okay. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned planned development of FCF potential of around 99.5 billion over the next decade. Could you share how much of that you expect to realize within the next 3 years? And also,
sorry,
you have over...
Sorry, I missed your question. What was the question?
The free cash flow potential of around 99.5 billion over the next decade, that is what you had mentioned. Now, could you share how much do you expect to realize within the next 3 years?
See, we are planning two of the residential phases of IT SEZ, as well as one full commercial project, that is 191 Saltej. So these three projects is being targeted for next 3 years, where the cash flow will be coming gradually, as and when over every quarter there will be booking and collection. Because all three, these three projects are built to sell only.
So how much will that be around, let's say, if you cover 2,100 crores for one Saltej?
2,100 and 500 each for both.
So 1,000 crores, around 3,100 crores. That means one third of this is what we are talking about, right?
Okay. And also this.
One third might not be booked.
Oh, that will be under.
Yeah, that's just simple. Cash flow-wise.
For 3 years.
Cash flow-wise, it will come, no?
Yeah, for 3 years.
He's asking for cash flow for 3 years. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, and also with your 500 acres in your land reserves, which are the mini markets you are likely to see the next development activity after one Saltej?
This is one, that 400 acres, 430 acres that we have of Godawari, that's actually an ongoing one. As I said, we have been doing that for the last year as well as this quarter. So, and those two residential ones at SEZ itself, that's going to be the one which is coming up, apart from what's already ongoing. And yes, phase two of Million Vines, that SEZ, you know, the commercial property, that is expected to come on, looking to the traction which you have had. So I think, if you talk about in the next 1 year itself, apart from the ones which you are already doing, the project at Godawari, there is 191 Saltej, residential and SEZ. So at least three or four projects.
Okay. And just wanted to understand what is your guidance for the next 3 years of sales growth as well as ROE? Because right now, what we have done is around 35-36%. Do you think it will be around in the same line for ROE as well as sales growth?
We have all, we always have given a guidance for a 30% CAGR on the bottom line. I think, in spite of this one quarter, which is slightly lower, we do believe that the 30% increase CAGR year-on-year on the profit will be maintained.
Okay. And I could sense that there was some cautiousness in your guidance. Is it because of the market scenario? And how do you think, I mean, you think that this cautiousness is only for the time being, or it will actually determine your land acquisition strategy also?
No, it's actually for the time being one, and I've not been in the guidance. We haven't been cautious. We have maintained always that we've been doing between 30%-35% bottom line increase CAGR, and I think I'm still continuing to guide that it will happen. So there's no caution on that. Only on the new projects and the last, this quarter being slightly muted, that's where I was being cautious, saying that we need to really look at what the project's start time is before we can just launch them. That's the only cautiousness. But otherwise, we do believe that things are looking up.
Okay. And you see that this quarter will be, I mean, this first half of the year would actually take care of this, I mean, downward performance of the first quarter. You think that way? Or overall, we should look at it the whole year, I mean, compare it year-on-year?
I think it should be better to compare year-on-year, year-on-year. Let's see how the next quarter goes. Little early to really talk about it, but it's more prudent to compare year-on-year.
Okay. Okay. If there are any other questions, I'll fall back in line. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Deepesh.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Aman from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So how sensitive is the end user demand in your core micro markets to mortgage rate movement? And what is your base case assumption for the rate cut and the potential demand fill up in H2 2026?
see, in terms of the customer sentiment, you say little people were more, the sentiment were disturbed largely because of the economic circumstances. You see, the first quarter has been largely been disturbed because of the Indo-Pakistan challenge, as well as the international whatever has been happening, especially from the U.S. side on tariff uncertainty. A lot of these things have created a lot of uncertainty in the economics, and that actually created some sort of caution kind of sentiment. Unless that thing gets settled, so you will see this kind of turbulence in terms of customer sentiment. But overall, on the demand side, we don't see any challenge on the customer demand. The customer demand is still stable, as well as it is, well, because the kind of the inquiry which we are receiving in our current project as well as the upcoming project also, so we are seeing the customer demand is still static. It's not like customers are not running away. It is just a matter of time when the things getting settled.
So the rate cut definitely is a very good incentive for people to really come back when the going is good. So that will help in, faster growth and faster sale of units whenever it happens, starts happening. But the first ice has to be broken on the sentiments part of it, which we believe in a couple of months it will change. And it, as Neeraj said, it's already started to see the green shoots.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Aman.
Thank you. Our next question is on the line of Raj Shah from Capital Bridge. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I just wanted a sense on how many square meters did you sell of the Godawari project in Q1?
See, we have sold around 10 acres of this thing area in the Godawari in Q1.
In square meters?
Okay, that's fine. Even an acre is fine. So that helps us understand the split between the.
Sorry, come again? We lost you in the middle.
So the acreage is fine, even if you don't have the square meters number.
So we have, it's 41,000 square meters.
Oh, 41,000 square meters.
Yeah.
And also, based on your estimates, could you help us understand what would be the split between the project profitability and pure land trading in FY26?
Pure land sale will be just the land. If there's a project, there will be construction profit, project also, if there's construction, development, there will be construction profit added. So only on a pure land sales basis, we had earlier guided that we'll have 5,000 crores of revenue, I mean, cash flows from there, which actually has been much better than that. And as I said in a little while ago, it's almost like 20-30% higher already. If you add construction profit to it, it's going to be only better than where we are right now.
So I was specifically talking about FY26.
Talking about, sorry?
FY26.
FY26, the pricing you're saying? The pricing of this will.
So I'm saying that, let's say, Q1, we did 10, we did 41,000 square meter sales of Godawari project. Because of that, the profitability has come in, majorly that's Q1 itself.
Yes.
So based on your understanding and estimates, for full year FY26, how much profitability would be contributed by projects like, let's say, Godawari?
Sorry. Almost like 80-90% is what we look at.
Okay. And could you just help us the type of companies, if you could share the names that we're engaging for the Million Minds phase one projects?
I'm sorry, Raj. At this point in time, no, we have not yet got the permission to really discuss all the names. I think next quarter, because that's when the fit-outs have been given, I'll be in a better position to give that. So excuse us for this moment, please.
Once we have binding agreement with our tenants, that is the time when we can disclose their names. Right now, it is pre-LOI and LOI stage. We can't. We are bound by NDA with them. We just can't do it.
Fair enough. And what would be the current acreage of the company? I think the last quarter was 535 acres, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it would be.
It's around 525 acres.
Yes.
Okay, good bit. Okay. And this last question, if you could just share the leasable area for the phase two Million Minds IT project.
See, phase one or phase two you are talking about?
Phase one is 180,000 square feet, right, if I'm not wrong.
Nee, that is total development area in phase one is 1.4 million. And okay. Leasable area, GLA will be around 8.5 lakh. And the phase two will be almost on the similar line of phase one only. Because we are trying, adjoining building to phase one.
So phases will be identical almost, kind of.
Okay, got it. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Raj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preet Nagarsheth from Wealth Finvisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. The question I wanted to ask is that in the Godavari Township, what regulatory milestone, be it RERA, late approval, layout approvals, infra tie-ups would still need to be cleared before the plotted launch?
See, if you're talking about the construction part of it at all, that's different because otherwise the permissions are there, you know, unless we're not really looking at a township per se, and therefore there's nothing else needed for this. But yes, you want to add something, Rajendra?
Phase one of this township, what we had originally envisaged and the way it is going, is entirely plotted development. And if you want to sell plot, just like that, there is hardly any permission which is required, meaning you are essentially selling the land. And infrastructure has already reached to the plot where we are selling. So there is not even trunk infrastructure which is required to be developed. So we are just phase one, what we had envisaged, we are doing that. Phase two onwards, what to do, we will decide, meaning whether to develop those areas and then sell prevailing land prices, then we'll decide and prevailing finished inventory prices and demand supply in that location and that micro market will guide us to what we should do phase two onwards.
So in other words, does this mean that you will be able to move quickly ahead with the stage one for Godavari, say by end of Q2, because there will not be anything regulatory that will hold you back? Is that a safe assumption to make about it?
Yeah, from a regulatory perspective, yes, please. But from the actual demand and all that, that will follow the demand. And we do believe that the kind of development which is happening there, this can be completed very quickly. May not necessarily be just 1 year, but because the parcels are really big, but it can be done in a couple of years or three.
Secondly, see, the way prices and vital importance of that area is increasing, it might be, meaning strategically important to hold on to that inventory and sell whatever minimum which you are required to sell, because the way price appreciation is happening over there, it will be prudent to hold on to maximum area which is possible, because lot of infra work and everything is going around that, which is accessibility of that area is increasing. Olympic City is planned around that, so meaning it is anybody's guess.
Understood. No, that makes sense. So in terms of stage one, what is the total area that you're looking to sell in that particular phase one?
Phase one was 50 acres initially. So we are kind of almost nearing completion of that phase.
Yeah, around 28, 50% done.
50% of phase one is what we have already done.
Right. So in Q1, 10 and in I think 23 odd acres were sold last quarter, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So of the remaining, say, 22 acres pending, you plan to get that out within the within Q2, Q3, Q4 of this year?
It could. Yeah, it could happen. Yeah, it could happen. That's what we had said earlier, and I think we are going on track.
And then phase two is something that you would launch subsequently, which could be somewhere around next year.
Yes. We will talk about that, you know, towards the later part of this year when we give the guidance for next. But yes, the way it's going, it is highly likely that we should be doing that. That's possible.
So then, Ravi sir, could you help me understand how did you reach that 30% profitable guidance? Say you closed last year at close to 600. You put 30% on that becomes, say, around 780, 770 kind of number.
Yeah.
To get there, your land sales will need to have to be much larger because your million mines is going to give you annually, what, about 70, 75 crores of lease income?
Yes, that's right. And you are right in that. The question is, when you say land sales, it's a combination of what we are doing in Godavi plus our third vertical of land, which we have been always doing in the last 3-4 years. A good combination of both these things, we said we will be able to do. And that's the reason why we said about 30% CAGR we will be able to maintain. I think the development towards this side will be more clear once one more at least quarter goes through. And that time, you know, I'm sure that things would be such that I'll maintain the same kind of confidence that I'm talking about. But let's wait for a quarter.
Gotcha. Great. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishan from Ishan Investment. Please go ahead. Mr. Ishan, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response, we'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Alok Shah from Shree PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
Alok. I just want to understand that what is the ratio of the land sales versus the project sales for this quarter and what will be for the whole year, if you can help me.
For this quarter, it is 100% from the project sale only.
Okay.
And for entire year, right now, it will be difficult to say because we have many projects which are going on. Plus, we will be leasing out certain areas. Again, we don't know, some of the leased out area might be in interested parties, might be some of the investors who are looking at lease rental as a return on investment.
So, but you know, Alok, I would say that it could be guessed towards industry. The way it's going, I think it will be majority in project sales alone. Majority will mean a good majority, not just 51%, but good majority will be all from from project sales.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is connected to the 500 acres of land bank which we have. Like, how much is it unencumbered and how much is earmarked for township?
Sir, 100% of land is unencumbered.
And how much of it is earmarked for township?
Township, currently we have around 422 acre balance left. Because 28 acre we have already sold out. So 422 acre on total is still pending.
For township as well as the commercial projects, right?
Not purely, I am talking about the township. For other projects, there is a balance of the land still there.
Okay.
Because township was meant for 450 acre of the land across 5 phases.
Okay. And so the second question is like...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so with Ahmedabad seeing rapid absorption in like say 5 to 10 million ticket segments, what's your demand forecast in that price category for the coming year?
Which 5 to?
5 to 10 million.
No. We don't have any specific, but I think the way it is going, only the last quarter there has been a little good traction on the affordable segment. That's called an affordable segment. But we believe that will actually move towards the higher than that, both for two reasons. While the affordable definition itself has now shifted, it's not anymore 50. It's become almost like 80 lakh, that is 8 million rupees. So I think we see traction in the upper segment rather than this.
Okay.
If you track, sorry. If you track the market also, you see the majority of the absorption in sub-50 lakh rupees is now for last year have been moving to more than 50 lakh category.
Yeah, above 1 million, yes. Above 1 million is something which is little better category for sure. I would put it little in the middle of 1 million-2 million as the place where the traction is happening and people are also willing to move to a little larger accommodation kind. That I think is the right spot.
I think so you're saying 1 crore to 2 crore, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
10 million that is. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sandeep, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, Sandeep.
Yeah.
You right.
Yeah. I want to understand regarding the Godavari land bank. I heard that we got all approvals to build the township back in 2011-12 something, and still we didn't build anything in Godavari. Am I correct?
Yeah. See, the township is one aspect of it, but ultimately it's land. Then we are seeing that rather than get constricted towards naming it as a township and then following all the rules, now we see a much better possibility of taking it as a real estate development itself and not as that. Therefore, we would not like to keep mentioning about that, but I think the development is such that approvals which we need for construction or for any real estate development, construction plan and all that is the only thing which will be left now. For a land and all which we already have started to monetize, that is a plotted development, as Rajendra Bhai said, there is no need for any approvals, which is online. Effectively today, we do have all the approvals in place which is needed to monetize that land, except for the construction plans and the approvals whenever we get into the construction mode.
Okay. Are we planning to go into the construction in Godavari?
Oh, yes, we will. There will be such kind. It will be hybrid development. It will be land, it will be construction. There will be, as per the requirement in and around that area, which we believe it will keep coming up, especially with all the developments happening in that place. We think we will need to do the construction also, maybe much earlier than what we believe.
Okay. Do we have any number that how much we will construct and how much we will sell as a plotted land or like that?
No.
You are saying that.
Yeah, we're not actually trying to put that any boxes because flexibility is always the key in such areas. Especially when now we have talked about flexibility overall rather than restricting ourselves to a township, we would like to continue to have that kind of a flexibility. Whichever opportunity, whenever it comes up, which gives us our stated profitability, construction margins and all, we go ahead with that.
Okay. Regarding this One Thalpe project.
Yeah.
Did we get all the approvals and are we going to start the construction?
It's in almost the final stages, so I think it's a matter of couple of months when we'll start the construction.
Okay. Can you give me the idea that how much area we are going to build over there?
See, this is.
Roughly 2 million sq ft.
2 million sq ft.
Of construction area.
2 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
2,100 crores value.
2,100 crores value. This is a project cost, right?
This is a project sales value.
Sale value.
Estimated value.
Yeah. Okay, estimated value. Okay. And regarding this million mines, only phase one we are constructing, right? Right now. We are not doing anything regarding the phase two.
No, not yet. But it's in plan. Looking to the traction, I think we should be able to start on the phase two also pretty quickly. But yes, at this point in time, we have not launched phase two.
Yeah. Phase two also will be at the same campus, not the same area?
Oh, yeah. It's all part of the 64 acres.
Same larger complex which will accommodate seven phases, which will be adjacent to each other.
Yeah. Okay. If right now total phase one we have a project cost is 285 crore, right?
No. That will be, we'll be updating on that because we have done a area as well as the type of construction much bigger and much better than that. So we shall come back with you once we start in the next quarter or so when this construction is complete. We'll tell you the real project cost of that.
Lot of upgradation in specification is what we have done. Earlier, this was supposed to be a sustainable project. This has become a platinum sustainable project right now. It has got platinum certification. It has got lot of specification improvement. It is one of the, it is the best building as far as Ahmedabad, Gujarat is concerned.
So the site area also has changed. There are common things which for other phases also we developed in phase one. So we shall come back when the construction is complete, Sanjeev. We will try to give you a complete detail on the project itself and the value of it.
Okay. So, can you give me the idea that how much total expenditure will occur on the phase one?
That's what I think. It's in the final closure, right? So we shall be doing that in September. By September, then we'll give you why the approximate. We'll actually give you the actual ones itself. It's a matter of one and a half months. Yeah.
Okay. And out of total 525 acre land which we have today, only 425 something we have in the Godavari, and 64 something we have in this million IT SEZ, right?
Yes.
And the remaining land?
It's there where 191 Saltage is coming and in the where the Malabar retreat and those areas are concerned, it's a little spread over.
And mind you, this 525 acres is one which is fully paid for. As we are speaking, there is land acquisition which is happening for which there are some partial payments which have happened is not included here.
Oh, okay, understood. And I heard that Ganesh Housing is not directly purchasing the land, but we are purchasing land through third party. Is it correct?
No, it's always land, agricultural land is always purchased through third parties because unless it is converted into NA, corporates cannot hold as of the current rules. So that's what we are doing. That's what everybody else does also.
Uh-huh. Okay, got it. And regarding this Malabar retreat, it will be my last question. Total construction, whatever number of units we are going to construct, out of that 43 has been sold out? 43%?
No, 43% construction is completed.
Completed.
Yeah.
And how many units has been?
I think this quarter and all, we will be giving you, because last quarter was, as I said, muted and the sample house was being constructed. Now that is done. So the real bookings have started now. So it will happen in this current quarter. And therefore, September results will give you a complete update on all the numbers. But at this point in time, it would be good to say that about 15% or so of the, or a little more than that has been booked.
Yeah, and whatever income this quarter we have generated, all from the project itself, right?
It is from the project sales alone.
Yeah, project sales means the Malabar retreat only?
So Malabar retreat is under construction, therefore we cannot recognize the project. Unless it's completed and handover, we cannot recognize sales.
Okay, so project sales means the Godavari land bank sales.
That's right.
Godavari and plus there are the units from the completed projects.
Sorry?
They are the units from the completed project which have been sold and booked also. This quote.
Okay, okay, got it, got it. Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for the continued interest that you've been showing and being a part of our journey. Last year, FY25 was a very record year for us, but this year also is not going to be less exciting. Last year was a launch pad for us with that robust pipeline that we have and the kind of leadership team. We are sure that FY26 also will be very exciting. Thank you and see you next time. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.